When I was in my late teens and wondering what to do with my life, I was told by many lovely people that God's will for me was clearly laid out in the Bible. I was so frustrated by that because no matter which way I read the Bible, it did not tell me the answer to my burning question. What was I to do with my life? Who was I going to be when I grew up? We tend to think about Christian vocation as being something big. We want to have a Samuel experience. We want God to send us an email with clear instructions. Your mission for today is... But as with most things in the Christian life, it's really a lot more subtle and rather more difficult. Our vocation is to be transformed by the renewal of our minds into Christ-like beings. Nothing more, nothing less. What we do along the way is less important as long as it is congruent with that underlying vocation. God's plan is for the whole of creation to be reconciled with its creator. I wonder if it's a bit like a boomerang. God created the world and endowed creatures with free will and is waiting in joyful expectancy to see how the boomerang turns around and comes back to her. Now, if God's plan is for the whole of creation to be redeemed, then our role, our vocation, is to participate in that drama. I'm sure you've heard it said, how do you make God laugh? Tell her your plans. It's a dig at the way that the plans we make so often go awry, but it also points out that as Christians, we get to try to discern what God is doing and get on board with her plans, not the other way around. Now, not long after I was trying to get the Bible to tell me whether to be a social worker or a teacher or whatever, I became sure that God's will extended to every part of my life, including my clothes. I would pray about what I was to wear every day. That was really quite exhausting, especially as I could never really be quite sure that I had heard it correctly. Fortunately, that phase didn't last very long. It has taken me much, much longer to understand the underlying truth that I was trying to live into, the truth that vocation and stewardship are intricately linked. What I do with all that God has given me is how I live out my vocation to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit into the person who God created me to be. And that includes how I care for my body. Many of us have older bodies which require much more care than when we were younger. Our bodies are a God-given gift, and the way we care for them and the attention we give them are part of the way that we live out our calling to be stewards of creation. There is a long tradition within Christianity of seeing the body as inferior, as a temptress which needs to be disciplined and subdued, even to the extent of punishment. But friends, we never see Jesus doing that. In fact, we see him eating, drinking, and even allowing his disciples to harvest grain on the Sabbath when they were hungry. We do not need to discipline our bodies in some fierce way, but to befriend them and care for them so that they do not get in the way of our living out our vocations in the wider world. God may not be deeply concerned about whether I wear blue or green on any particular day, but God is concerned that I understand that loving my neighbor as myself means loving myself in a healthy way, not an ego-based megalomaniac kind of way, but in humility, understanding what my gifts and challenges are and loving myself because this is who God made me. If God loves us unconditionally, who are we to say that we are not good enough? Who are we to argue with God's assessment of ourselves as beautiful and beloved? And as God's beautiful and beloved daughters and sons, we can be confident that even when everything around us is falling apart, as from time to time it surely does, God is holding on tight. And God is still calling to us in the night. Samuel, Samuel, or whatever your name is. God is calling us to live life as if God is real and as if the God in all life actually matters. God is calling us to the journey of inner transformation and outer service. This is more than altruism. Service is loving God and loving your neighbor, however you express it. Now, service may not mean cooking meals for the hungry or writing letters to the editor. Service may be caring for your next door neighbor or practicing an artistic gift, writing, painting, making music. These things are service to God as well as neighbor, because as we exercise the gifts we have been given, so we add to that creative process, which is God's continuing project in creation. And so we bless. It can be confusing to know which gifts to emphasize or to exercise, especially when you have a major life change like retirement or the loss of a loved one, or a pandemic hits. The old ways no longer function as well, or perhaps are completely unavailable. I think the key here is to remember that our basic vocation is to allow ourselves to be transformed by the Holy Spirit and reconciled to God, and everything else flows from that. Our stewardship of our time, of our bodies, of our abilities, of our relationships. Don't you wonder what Nathanael was doing under the fig tree in today's gospel reading? Was he engaged in prayer or some other spiritual practice like Buddha and the Bodhi tree? Or was he just resting in the shade? Was he secretly watching Jesus from a distance? Whatever he was doing, Jesus could see that in some way Nathanael was living out his vocation. We read, when Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." And Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Jesus already knew Nathanael before Philip called him to go with them to Galilee. God already knew you before you were physically born. God's calling to you is primary. Everything else is secondary. And for us as a church, as a community of Jesus followers, God's calling to us is primary. Our vocation individually is to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. Our vocation corporately is to become a full manifestation of the body of Christ in this place, in this community. And we can be sure that when we remember that that is our calling, God's blessing will follow. God knew St. Benedict's even before we had our first organizing meeting. God knows us now. God knows how difficult this time is for us, and yet God is still beckoning us on the path of love. As God is love, so we are called to be love. So let us live out our vocations with joy, and perhaps we too will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.